It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, May 4th, 2022. On our ship schedule today, 2 inbounders, 6 outbounders, and 7 ships anchored off Astoria in the river. In our marine weather forecast, it could get kind of windy over the next few days with gale force gusts, on Friday at least, but the forecast for today, northeast winds 5 knots, backing to the west in the afternoon, wind waves from the northeast 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, shifting to the west at 4 seconds in the afternoon, west swells 8 feet at 13 seconds apart. And today we're going to be talking about murder at sea and how you handle that on board a ship. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. Our first inbounder is the Ante Topic, arriving from Japan, headed for the Crims Island anchorage. She'll be picking up soda ash upriver eventually, past Astoria around 4 a.m., probably getting into the Crims Island anchorage around 7 a.m. The London Highway is a car carrier, arriving from Vancouver, B.C., headed for the port of Portland, carrying Toyotas on board. She will pass Astoria around 5:30 p.m. and be in Portland at about 11:30 p.m. In our outbounders, we have the Oak Gate, leaving Portland with soda ash on board at about 1 a.m. She passed Astoria outbound around 7 a.m. The Geneva Star, leaving Longview carrying wheat at about 12:30 p.m., may be passing Astoria outbound around 4 p.m. If you'd like to see the entire ship schedule, you can find it on my website at shipreport.net, along with podcasts of ship reports and lots of other information. Well, today I want to share a story with you about something that I think is a rare occurrence on board, at least I certainly hope it is, on board ship, and how one ship and crew recently handled it, and that's when a murder is committed on board a cargo ship. So this is from gcaptain.com. I just saw it yesterday. A seafarer is facing up to life imprisonment in U.S. jail for fatally stabbing his supervisor on board an MSC container ship en route from Shanghai to Los Angeles. Seafarer Michael Monegro, 43, pleaded guilty to one count of committing an act of violence against a person on board a ship that is likely to endanger safe navigation. Monegro was working as a seaman aboard the MSC Ravenna, a Liberian-flagged container ship, at the time of the attack. The plea agreement describes the gruesome details of the fatal stabbing that happened in front of other crew members. While nearing the end of its 2-week voyage from Shanghai to the port of Los Angeles, the MSC Ravenna was located about 80 nautical miles from Southern California. This was back in September of 2020. Now, just a note here, that's within the 200 nautical mile limit offshore, which is U.S. waters. It's called an exclusive economic zone, and it's an area of the ocean generally extending 200 nautical miles or 230 land miles beyond a nation's territorial sea within which a coastal nation has jurisdiction over both living and non-living resources. So technically, this murder was committed in U.S. waters. That morning, several crew members were in a dressing room on the ship's upper deck, preparing for their shift and waiting for their direct supervisor to provide their work assignments for the day. Shortly after Monegro saw his direct supervisor in the hallway outside the locker room, Monegro began stabbing him with a knife while they were both in the hallway in full view of several crew members. The victim grappled with Monegro and the two fell to the floor. Monegro then got on top of the victim and continued stabbing him. At some point, he grabbed a second knife from the victim's coveralls and stabbed him with both knives. So in this situation, fellow crew members tried to stop him, and they were not able to. The ship's captain, the chief mate, and the chief engineer, all senior officers on the vessel, arrived on scene during the incident, and the captain convinced Monegro to get off the victim, who subsequently died on the ship from multiple stab wounds. Monegro was convinced by the captain to walk to a conference room, and after continued discussion, he placed the knives on the conference room table and was escorted to his cabin. After the incident, Monegro was confined to a cabin as crew members were assigned to guard the door, making them unable to perform their normal duties on the ship. Other crew members were also traumatized by witnessing Monegro stab and kill the victim. Federal agents arrested Monegro after the ship docked at the port of L.A. on September 27th of 2020, and he has been in federal custody since his arrest. A U.S. District Court judge has scheduled a sentence hearing for September of this year, at which time Monegro will face a statutory maximum sentence of life in federal prison. So that's from gcaptain.com yesterday, about a relatively rare story, at least I hope it is, of murder at sea on a cargo ship. So we may never know what prompted this man to attack his supervisor, but the situation certainly demanded a different response from what would have happened on land. So let's take a look at that. I've often said that cargo ships are like a world unto themselves when they are at sea. The crew is like a family. Maybe they don't all get along all the time, but they work together day and night for months before they are released, usually maybe 3 to 4 months from their contract to go. They can either take time off or go on to another contract on a different ship. But usually it's several months in which people work at sea, possibly more, depending on the contract with the company. But during the pandemic, sailors have often been asked to work for many months beyond their established contracts, and that's led to a lot of problems on board in some cases. I have no idea whether that's the case here, but I do know that from the Mariner Happiness Survey that I shared with you, Seafarers Happiness Index, a few days ago here on the Ship Report, that mariner job satisfaction in the world fleet is way down this year on cargo ships. And that's related to the effects of the pandemic and the global supply chain mess and how they continue to affect the maritime industry. But on a practical level, what do you do at sea when a crime like this has been committed? On land, you'd call the police and the legal system would take over. But at sea, there's no police to call. There's no jail, there's no court, no medical examiner, no hospital. So it's handled quite differently from the way it would be on land. The body of the murdered man needed to be dealt with and probably was put in a body bag and placed in the ship's refrigerator or an onboard morgue if there was one on the ship. I know there are morgues on cruise ships, but I'm not sure what the options were on this vessel. The suspect was confined to quarters, but had to be kept there by fellow crew members, so that must have been very awkward and possibly traumatic for them. And then there's the trauma of it all. It's certainly not often that one coworker murders another. Most people are not in the position of watching someone they work with kill someone else they work with. But there are probably scant resources on board a ship to help sailors deal with their trauma from an incident like this. Not to mention, they have to continue to work in the place where the murder occurred. It's all part of the reality that the ship is a closed system in many ways when it is at sea, and anything that happens there needs to be dealt with on board first and controlled until they get to port. And sailors don't have the option to go home after work and talk with loved ones and friends, or even call up someone and just vent. Most of the time, there is no telephone access for mariners on board until they get into port where there's a cell phone signal. They may have some email access, but that really depends on the ship. And as far as medical attention, I know there is generally a medical officer on board vessels like this, someone who's had some training, first aid and other medical support, but it's not a hospital facility that could perform, say, emergency surgery in this kind of situation. And as far as the state of mind of the accused or any witnesses, I don't know if there would be anyone on a ship like this who could serve the role of a psychologist or a psychiatrist, assuming anyone would even seek out such a thing. So this is an extraordinarily difficult situation for this ship and its crew. And in this case, the captain has the ultimate jurisdiction as to how things are handled on board a ship when any problem occurs, but certainly one as serious as this was. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.